and our hearts wait in silence for God alone, for he alone is our rock and our salvation. He alone is our stronghold and our fortress, the only one who can give us rest. So we come this morning to drink of you, to partake of your living presence. Calm our hearts, Lord Jesus, calm our minds. Nourish us so that we can walk in your ways. Amen. Welcome to our second B Chapel of the year. We're going to be doing more of this back and forth. There's going to be some silences, some scriptures up on the screen. In a second, Kate's going to come and lead us in that same centering prayer we did last time. So when we're not singing, just wait in silence. It's good to rest. Real quick announcement. As you can see up on the front here, there's the boxes for Operation Christmas Child. There's going to be some more instructions on how to fill those and when to turn them in, but you can grab one of these if you're interested. Okay, after chapel.
As Josh said, this is our second B Chapel, so if you were at the first one, this centering prayer will be familiar. For some of you, this might be the strangest thing you've ever done, but just to invite you to enter into it fully. The purpose of a centering prayer is to do just that, to center us, to bring us into the present and be aware of ourselves and God's presence. So to begin with, I invite you to actually sit up straighter in your chairs. Put your hands on your thighs and close your eyes. And to begin with, just take a couple deep breaths. I now invite you to, after I say a phrase, to repeat it after me. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Be still and know that I am. Be still. Be still and know that I. Be still and know. Be still. Be still. Be.